So we are in the preseason of the NFL. So let's go through some former first round selections that are on their last leg. You let me know if you agree or not. And if they are on their last leg, if there's any other shot for them elsewhere in the league. Let's start.
Sonny, I got a feeling it's going to be a lot of quarterbacks on this list.
Let's start with the 2021 group of quarterbacks. You have Mac Jones, Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, and Justin Fields. All on different teams. Justin Fields may get a chance to start eventually. The rest of them, not sure. Last leg, is there a shot for any of them?
Well, I think there's a shot for Justin Fields. I mean, he's got a really good coach. Sometimes they're offensively challenged, as you know, David. But I think Mac Jones, no. And the other ones, Zach Wilson's going to be a career backup.
I like what Fields has. He's on a garbage team that just needs a wide receiver, and they just need to sweeten the deal, and they can have that wide receiver, David, but you guys are being cheap about it. But in all seriousness, yeah, Justin Fields played on a team where his team didn't like him, and they didn't try to support him at all, and he still got some things done. So imagine if you surround him and you insulate him and you give him pieces, I think you got something. Trey Lance is the one. I don't know what he is because he's never really played. He played a little bit, got injured. Brock Purdy came in, and he got Wally pipped. He never got his job back. I think so. I don't know.
He's a backup too.
He's the only one now. Zach Wilson, and who was the other one? Mac Jones.
Mac Jones.
Yeah, I think that they'll be like the third quarterback on teams, or they'll be like, wow, he's still in the league. They'll be one of those guys where they still manage to find a job here and there, but they could play on three teams before the season's over.
Let's move over to, well, there was a trade in the 2022 NFL draft, and Stoney, your team traded for A.J. Brown. They gave the Tennessee Titans a first-round selection.
Traylon Burks, right? They used that
pick on Traylon Burks.
Traylon Burks.
Is there any hope for him?
He could be a third or a fourth receiver somewhere, but that's about it. I mean, that was one of Howie Roseman's gems, that trade. I mean, and look, in Tennessee, they're hurting for it, but, you know, yes. Great trade for the Eagles, horrible trade for the Titans, and he's just going to be a guy. Nothing more.
I think he's done because here's the thing, David. When you get to that third receiver spot, that's when the incoming rookies are going to take your spot. Because if I have to, this guy's under control. I don't know what he is. I know what you are. And you're not much. So I think he's done.
Let's move to another quarterback. This one's a little older. He was a number three overall pick in 2018 by the Jets. And he will be the starting quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings this year. Sam Darnold, can he reinvent himself in Minnesota?
With Kevin O'Connell, with Justin Jefferson, Addison, they have Aaron Jones now. Yeah, I think he can be, I'm not going to make the Pro Bowl, but he can be a good, solid quarterback. And correct me if I'm wrong, he was okay with the Niners.
You look at what they did with Nick Mullins last year. I mean, he went out there and lit it up. So the thing about Darnold, he is going to have every opportunity to get it done. Mm-hmm. Your competition is out for the year.
Right.
So they're stuck with you. So if you can't make it this year, you blame no one but the man staring you back in the mirror.
Yes.
Because you're going to have receivers when they all are together. You have a team. You got a running back. You got it all. He was okay when he was with the Niners. But here's your chance, man. So, David, to answer your question, he's got that opportunity. If he does, I think it's going to be hard to take the job away from him. If he's just average, JJ's going to come in and just take the job from day one next year.
Yeah, more to your point, Justin Jefferson, the JJ that will play this season, was quoted as saying yesterday in a video, in an interview, that I didn't know how good of an arm Sam Darnold had until he threw me the ball. He says, when he throws me the ball, touches my hands, it feels like a pillow. So that endorsement alone is what he needs, but he has to continue it.
Darnold's not stupid either.
Right.
If Justin Jefferson, the real JJ, is backing me, I got a job.
Yes.
They're going to keep me. If he badmouths me, I'm going to be at your local Walmart.
Yes, correct. Someone that may be at their local Walmart, real soon, a defensive player here. He was drafted in 2022. Lions fans remember him when he went crazy on the field and got ejected.
Oh, yeah.
That is Quay Walker.
Look, it's like any young person. If he gets his head on straight, he'll be great. If not, he'll be out of the league. I think he's going to get his head on straight now. I think, you know, sometimes it takes a guy
two years.
Yeah.
I don't know, man, because once you get a reputation, though, teams are going to always remember you for losing your cool in a game. And what did he push the ref down?
He pushed the Lions train. Remember, he pushed the Lions trainer.
This was the trainer. Yeah, and this was just after.
That was after the Hamlin situation.
Right, and it's just like, whoa. I mean, we were all a little sensitive because we were all thinking like, well, you know, how do you know this guy isn't about to die? And you pushed him away, and it's like, what are you doing? So that's one. I don't know if he'll ever shed that. He's going to have to go out there and unfortunately play above and beyond just to get back to normal because it was such a bad look for him.
So let's close it out with these two players, one a running back, one a quarterback. The running back plays in Pittsburgh. His name is Najee Harris. And the quarterback is one Daniel Jones.
I think, look, Najee Harris, if he doesn't have a great year, he's not going to be out of the league. There'll be always a spot for a guy who can run the ball hard. As far as Daniel Jones goes, I know the person who usually sits here hopes he never sees the field for the rest of his life or even his afterlife, for crying out loud. But he's a backup. That's what he'll be. He will be a backup. Right now, he's a $40 million bust, but he's a backup.
He's only a backup if somebody eats that cost. And I get him at league minimum, and the Giants pay for most of it. The running back, David, because it's running back by committee now, and it's rare that you see just that one guy, Najee will find a spot. Somebody will pick him up. He will be the battering ram type of running back. So I can see him finding a place. He will really tick David off. He's going to go to a good team in a lesser role.
With an offensive line.
And you're going to be
with a quarterback.
Oh, but you couldn't. Yeah, he could be Chubb's backup in Cleveland.
Exactly. And now he's eating me up. Oh, my gosh.
You want something sad? Here, let me help you feel better. For those out there, we're not going to go through each one. The 49ers 2022 draft class. Probably, it almost ranks up there with that Lions draft class that no one stuck with the team. If it wasn't for the last pick of the draft, everybody else is pretty much gone or out of the league. Their entire –
Was Kinlaw on that one?
No, he was not.
Okay.
No. It was Drake Jackson.
Gone.
Tyron Davis Price.
Gone.
Danny Gray.
Gone.
Spencer Buford.
Oh, my Lord.
Samuel Womack. Nick Zekeli.
You better be glad you traded for Christian McCaffrey.
Khalil Davis. Terrio Castro Fields. And Brock Purdy.
Wow.
Ooh, you better be glad you traded for Christian McCaffrey.
God, is that a bad draft?
That's horrible.
That you think about it. Normally, you nail the first selection. They nailed the last selection.
Right. They nailed Mr. Irrelevant.
Right.
They got everything else wrong.
Nothing else even touched.
It reminds me of that Lions draft where just everybody was gone in 3 years.
So. Wow. That is in football today.